Hello?
Hello, my name is Kyra. Turn your call from customer support. How can I help you today?
Yes, I'm calling about a charge that I was billed a couple of months back, and I did call to dispute the charge. I was given information that it was a legitimate charge, and I should have received a product in the mail, and then I was going to receive a subsequent email with $125 worth of vouchers.
Okay.
I've never received anything in the mail, the product, or the email with the vouchers. When I did call to have the charge removed, they said they couldn't do that, and that's when they told me that I would be getting the items in the mail. It's been a couple of months. I haven't received anything, so I'm getting ready to call the credit card company and have them dispute the charge, but I thought I would call you first to see if there's any reason that I hadn't received the product or the email.
Okay. What's your zip code, please, sir?
My zip code is 07727.
And what's your first and last name, please?
Paul, last name is Tager, Tager.
Okay, yes, sir. Can you verify your mailing address, please?
3W Bonicelli, Bonicelli, Court, Farmingdale, New Jersey, 07727.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for verifying information. Give me one moment, please, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Quiet. No barking, Bailey. No barking. No barking. No barking.
Hello, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir. I do see here, sir, where they sent the $125 gift card voucher out to you on May the 20th, sir, but you're stating you have not received it, correct?
I did look at my emails in that time frame. I don't see anything.
Have you checked your spam folder?
I believe I did look in the spam folder. I'll check that again. Who would the email have been sent from? What address?
It would have been sent from the online gadget website. An email, sir.
That would be the name of the sender, Online Gadgets.
Yes, sir.
All right, I can look with you on the phone. And it was on May the 20th.
Yes, sir. It was sent out on May the 20th, 2022.
Come on. All right, just give me a second. I'll look at my emails.
Yes, sir.
Online, is that one word?
Yes, sir.
Gadgets. Look, I don't see it in my regular folder. I'll look in my spam folder.
Yes,
May the
sir.
20th, you said.
Yes, sir.
There's so much stuff that comes into a spam folder.
Why is it only showing me a month? And do you have the email? What is the email that that was sent to?
It was sent to ptaguer@aol.com.
Okay, that is the correct address. And when I'm looking at my spam folders, let me look 30 days back.
Okay. Since you're stating? Okay.
Now, yes, what regarding the product that was supposed to have been sent out, do you have any information on that as well?
Well, with that being said, sir, I see here back on May the 10th, sir, when you pay $7.95 basically for a sweepstakes drawing entry, sir, to win that drill. It was for a sweepstakes drawing.
It was for a drawing? Yeah, you see, that's where I'm disappointed, because the way that and it was something that I had saw on Facebook.
Right.
The way that I understood it was I would get that product for a shipping charge of, I think it was, whatever, $7.95, or, and now you're telling me that it was a drawing, and I guess I didn't win the drawing?
We do have our customers, sir, they usually win the product with the sweepstakes. They usually send an email confirmation through the email if they have won.
All right. So what is the $56.95 charge for?
Basically for that $56.95 charge, sir, that's basically for the Factory Direct Savings Store membership. That drill was basically a free welcome gift to join you into the Factory Direct Savings Store membership. Also,
right.
That $125 gift card also.
And that's where I wasn't understanding that promotion when I did what I did.
Right.
So, you know, I'm really not happy because I haven't received anything. I'm not able to look back in my spam folder over 30 days. It's not in my regular mail. Is there a way to send that to me again?
Yes, sir. I can send it back out to you, sir. So in that time frame, you should have received it. It was sent down on the 20th. Okay. You called in on the 17th. Okay. Let me just send this back out to you, sir, in your email. And you did say that was the correct email that's on file, correct, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, sir. Give me one more while I send it back out to you, sir. Hello, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir. With that being said, sir, I have sent that $125 voucher back out to your email. It does usually take 24 to 48 hours to receive it, sir.
Okay.
So you should receive it this time, sir. Just make sure you can check your spam, keep checking your spam folder and your regular email, sir.
Yeah, I'll look for it in 2 days and I'll see what that's all about and. You know, hopefully it's something that I'm agreeing to, because I'm not happy that I was actually billed $56.95 and I have no idea what that's for. I think when I called the last time, they said it's some kind of access to discounted products like gadgets or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
so
sir.
I think they did cancel it so that I'm not billed again. Is that something that you can confirm?
Yes, sir. They have canceled you, sir, so you won't be billed anymore in our system. They have
okay.
canceled you on May the 17th.
Right, when I called up. Okay, so I'll follow up in a couple of days to get that email to see if there is something of value. Hopefully that there is. so that I can avoid having to go to the credit card company and requesting a credit from them.
Okay. And you okay. Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks so much for the information. I'll look for it in a couple of days.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Uncle. You have a great day, okay?
All right. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.